Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The world would be my lab. It is funny.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Guru, you know me. I'm not a huge overreaction guy. Right?
Yeah, I'm overreacting. We got TVs real quick here, Steve. We got TVs on in the studio.
I know.
Two grown-ass men playing tag, and that's a sport? Hey, what are we doing? Go ahead.
Remember, and if you're on the YouTube video, you can see what I'm going to do. Remember when Michael Jordan did this to Scotty Burrell?
I'm mad at Michael, yeah.
Look.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember when he did? Focus.
That was a commercial.
Don't worry
break.
About the tag game.
It was commercial.
So,
good God.
You have half of your attention in the producer's studio.
And yeah, dude, it does.
What?
It's coming out in my book. We do a show, a candlelight dinner is what every show is, you and I. And you stare at Evan.
I look over at Evan.
I know you like black folks, but I'm like, why are you looking over at Evan? But don't make a big stink about it, because that's the beauty of Goo.
I have to look down to deter
I'm
you.
I'm like, why
from
is he looking at Evan?
One thing I'm very adept at is public speaking. And I want you to imagine me right now, and I'm at a podium. And the way you address a crowd at a podium is you make eye contact in three areas, to the left, to the center, and to the right.
Right.
And that way everybody feels included. Now, I don't go to the left because there's nobody to the left.
Gotcha.
So it's just a way to be professional and to make sure that everybody feels included in this show, unlike some others.
I feel neglected, and Evan's like, lay off me. He's like, take a break.
I'm not a huge eye contact guy.
That's it. I got you.
Yeah, and all right. That's why I'm not big on, that when you toast, you're supposed to make eye contact.
Oh, it's cheers. The best. Yeah. You are.
Okay, we're talking about Brock Purdy. And I want to make something clear. I'm not saying that these two games will determine what's going to happen with Brock Purdy.
I got you.
But you can't tell me that there's not an added level of importance now that he's going to play a game without these two players. Now, Brock Purdy as a starter is 18-5. He's been terrific.
Yeah.
Okay. But he didn't look great in the three-game losing streak last year. He looked so-so on Sunday.
He's
and
human.
Now he's going to play two more games shorthanded. Okay. So I think it's more than fair to... Two games from now, he will have played 25 games. And if he's 18-7, and you start to say, we haven't played well. Not Purdy, but we haven't played well when we're missing some of our key guys. It's something that to me, absolutely positively, goes into the equation when you're assessing him. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Oh, boy.
What we got now?
Well, we got that guy from Boston. I'm going to keep him on
hold.
Oh,
he's hot.
I'm going to keep him
on hold.
And
Fillmore Mike checked in, sent a personal text.
God.
He's so disgruntled, he couldn't even pick up the phone to call. Yeah. It was a personal shot. I'm a jinx. So now they lost because I'm a jinx. I had the Niners winning the game going away, but that
Who's
lets you
jinx?
Know.
You were?
Yeah, not you, not us. I am.
You're not.
Yeah, I know I'm not, but that lets you know where he's at. He's down in the dumps. Lauri Matthews, too. They lash out.
Guess what, Steiny? You are not doing a great job.
Lamont in Oakland. Hey, Lamont, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
So, my opinion is this: I don't think we're going to be able to see. It's like a double-edged sword being a quarterback for Kyle Shanahan because he's such a good coach and a strategic guy that. He's so good at utilizing a lot of other things and a lot of other positions that I don't know if any quarterback gets their fair share of blame or fair share of credit being his quarterback because his system is so, like, potent and it works so well. I mean, even when you look at the last two games of the running game, like, this dude ran for 150 and 100-something yards on Sunday. Like, all those things are still intact. So I honestly don't believe that we're going to really – because I don't see Kyle just saying, okay, make a play, quarterback. He hasn't really done that with Jimmy or with Purdy.
Mm.
And so I don't know. And until he gets, like, a top-tier quarterback, so it's kind of – I don't know, echoes your point, Steiny, about we're not sure how good Purdy is. We know he's good, right?
Right, yeah.
But we're not sure how good he is because unless Kyle lets him have the reins, but if Kyle's looking at his system and saying, look, this is still working. We can still win games without. Now, McCaffrey and Debo are both out, right? But the reality is we kind of know they're probably going to be in these games.
Right.
If their running game still works, their defense is good enough, the offensive line holds just enough, right, then they'll probably still be able to win these football games. And I don't know if – like, their roster almost has to be worse off, I guess, in a weird sort of way. Mm. And their system has to be almost worse to be able to, like, okay, Brock, you got to be the Band-Aid and fix this stuff, right? Because a lot of other things are still intact. I mean, McCaffrey's out, but they still got a 100-yard rusher the last two games. They don't have the best receiver out of the backfield, but they get in the rushing game, right?
Yep.
Debo is out now, but I'm sure Kittle, I'm sure Jennings, I'm sure Ayuk will be able to kind of, like, make it happen because it's still going to be based on a running game, and their defense is still going to be solid, I would hope. And so I don't know if we're going to really get the full, like, what is Brock able to do, but also what he's not able to do. Because Kyle's system is so good that, like, it really is like a Band-Aid and a cover-up for whether we don't even know how good Purdy is still, which is weird, right? Like, we actually still don't know how good he is. And it's not because he hasn't had opportunity, but it's because of the system. You got the best player in the league, McCaffrey, best offensive player in the league is McCaffrey. It's not him, right? And then you look at their defense. So the way the system is set up, I don't know if we're ever going to see how good Brock is. And he still might get the money, no doubt. But I just don't know if we're ever going to actually see what Brock could do without Kyle's system and without the weapons that he has. Even with injury, I think Kyle's going to find a way to make this thing be efficient and get it done.
Good stuff, Lamont. I know. First of all, I do agree with you. And if I'm making it sound like, the next two games, it's going to be black and white.
No, you're just saying it means something.
Yeah, but I agree with Lamont. Like, it's... No matter what happens, I guarantee you it's not going to be obvious. Oh, my God, this guy's a superstar, oh, my God, he's a bust. It's definitely going to be a shade of gray in terms of what people think of it. I guess here's what I'm saying is, like, if I'm not expecting Brock Purdy to go out without those guys and throw for 350 yards and three touchdowns, probably because he's not going to be asked to do that. What I do want to see is Brock Purdy not lose him a game if he has to do more than he usually does.
Right.
If he can, if they can win these games without those weapons, and Purdy is efficient and he doesn't turn the ball over, well, then it's like, man, we got a guy here who's pretty good.
Did you feel that way Sunday? What did you, like, everything you just said, how would Sunday fit into that? Because I thought it was one of his worst games.
I thought he was okay.
He wasn't a bum, but it wasn't. He'll tell you it wasn't his best day. And this is how I know it wasn't his best day, Steiny, and how he didn't pass the test. He went up to the DC after the game and told him, your scheme is crazy. And when you say that, it's you're giving respect, okay. But you're letting them know you fooled me.
Okay.
I was off my game. Shame on me. But guess what the Rams are probably going to do? Look at that, and then they don't have the same players, but let's not get it twisted. This is not the Reggie White. The Vikings defense is currently constructed are not the Reggie White Eagles of the 90s, you know? So I'm just saying, when you put that on tape, Brock, and people could laugh at me, it's fine. Just know, okay, let's see what they were trying to do.
But see, I look at
bring
that
as the kitchen sink at you, and then drop guys back in coverage to confuse you.
Right.
And I'm not saying that worked, but it is what it is. That game was about to be 27-7, and you could put the kids to bed. And you could throw the ball all up and down the field in the fourth, make the stats look good. But we saw what we saw. And again, I'm not saying Brock was the sole reason. Hell no. He was on his back six times. Guys couldn't get open. Couldn't block. Couldn't stop the run. Couldn't stop the pass.
I mean,
like Matt Stafford,
they didn't give up 40 points.
They were on their way,
but they didn't.
They were going to go in to get
27. And Fred Warner is one of the best defensive players in football, and he made an incredible play. Right.
But if you're relying on that luck to follow you every Sunday, and the luck you had,
it ran out. Luck?
No, it was that play was nine times out of ten a dude at the 2 yard line is going to get in. And Fred was great.
He's forced 14 fumbles with the punch.
I guess you're missing my point. Hmm. That came on a screen pass to Aaron Jones, who was about to take it in for 25 yards. Handle your business. Where is that stout Niner defense? And this is what I forgot real quick here before last break. Stani, of all the dudes, and I think Lubman in the morning show put up, and I could be wrong here, the poll, we never once mentioned Bosa stepping up his game.
Get two sacks.
No, you know what I mean. A game wrecker.
I set the edge.
I don't care about sacks with both. I want pressures. I want game wrecker.
Sacks better than pressure.
I want to see the Derek Carr throw the ball in the turf because the quarterback knew you was coming. I want to see that ferocious beast. He ain't living up to that money.
Who? Say it.
But I ain't saying that because he don't.
Bottom line is the highest paid players on the team have not gotten it done the first 2 weeks. That's really what we're talking about.
I'm not mad at that.
McCaffrey, he's hurt.
Yeah.
Trent Williams,
I'm not mad
he's
at
been
that.
Subpar. Ayuk, nuh-uh. Bosa, Who
well,
else
Warner's
is high
the only
paid?
One, Warner. Warner and Kittle have been balling.
Yeah, Warner's
and
a tenth,
Mason.
10th
and
highest
Mason.
Paid player.
No Mason in there.
Right, so the 10th highest paid player and your backup running back have been the best bright spots on the team. Let's go to, all right, I'll go to him, J-Dog. This could be it for J-Dog.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why would you say that?
Because I can tell. I can tell something's coming here. What's up, Jay? Hey, hold on one second. I'm dead serious. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. If you don't know, J-Dog in Boston, he's got a mailman named Eric, who he thinks could coach better than Kyle Shanahan. The floor is yours, J-Dog.
Well, I thank you for the graciousness of the Stani and Guru show. We know Stani's on the payroll. Shout out to the fans of Minnesota. Shout out to the fans of the 49ers. My first game, I was there, boots on the ground. One of the best atmospheres I've ever been in my lifetime. The San Francisco 49ers showed out. Shout out to everybody. But there's one guy I don't want to give a shout out to. Can you guess who that is, Danny?
Possibly. Nick Sorensen.
Kyle Shanahan. Not quite. Your boy, the guy who's writing your checks, Steiny, Kyle Shanahan. I'm so sick of the hall pass that you guys keep giving me. Why are these guys not ready to play, Steiny? You know, what, Trent Williams? I've never seen him have a bad game like that. That's the worst game I've ever seen him play. And no one's ready to play. This game could have been 28-30-7. This game could have got out of hand. Thank God for the greatness of the great Fred Warner, because it was about to get ugly. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. This was embarrassing. I blame it on your boy Kyle Shanahan. Start with the hall pass. Steiny, tell it like it is. I know you're on the payroll. Tell it like it is. J-Dog from Boston. I love everybody, man. And I'm out, man. I love you, baby. Yeah. Kind
of
like it is, cool.
No, we do it every day, 10-2. 10-2. Yeah. But did Kyle, here I go. Bonte got me with this word. I ain't caping up for Kyle, J-Dog. Did he get lost on the 97-yard bomb?
Hey, but he called Sorensen, messed
did
it up.
Did he give up six sacks? Now, what he didn't do, J-Dog, is give the ball to the beast, the mutant.
Only 20 times.
In the backfield in the red zone. That was Kyle's biggest error. But, yeah. Man, this season's taking a turn. And when I say taking a turn, not for the worst, just it's go time now.
No Super Bowl champion has ever won a Super Bowl without adversity. I love it. Let's do it now, and we get rolling the second half of the season.
Well,
hey, look who's back.
Skinny Bob.
Dr. Hustle.
Oh, our guy we were
calling for. Dr. Hustle's in San Jose. Where's he been?
Not a doctor.
What's up, doctor?
Well, what's going on, fellas? I'd like to tell you I was in med school, but that wasn't where I was at. But first call of the new season for the 49ers. My little guy's new season. Shout out to him today. Started football middle school, but here we go. Hey, you guys know me.
Yep.
Say maybe this Boston guy might have took my spot. I am the president of, not the hater, but maybe the president of the questioner of Kyle Shanahan. But I'm taking a different approach this year.
All right.
I'm not doing that. I'm going to enjoy every game. Look, the playoffs last year, Niners, Lions, Gurus, Cowboys, Eagles, Rams, Buccaneers. Who did I miss out? Packers. None of those teams look like world beaters right now. Just got to stay the course, get McCaffrey back. The NFC doesn't look as strong right now. It's only week two. I'm going to enjoy every week. I'm going to keep my blood pressure down. I'm trying really hard. All these calls are coming. They're trying to make me nervous, but I'm not getting there. I'm going to enjoy every week. Let's get in the playoffs. Once we're in the playoffs, the 49ers got the team to go to the Super Bowl. If they don't get there, they don't get there, but they've got the team to do it. It's great to call you guys back. It's great to be on the radio. Let's go. Go Niners. Bang, bang, Niner game. And those are the doctor's notes.
Let me tell you something about the doctor's
not
notes.
Not a doctor.
Yeah.
He might not be a doctor, but he's very wise. Very wise. It's a new season. We're 1-1.
Something I did disagree with about.
We've got a couple guys banged up.
Well, we've got a couple guys out.
Yeah, this is the this is when you show your fortitude as a team.
I'm not denying any of that, but I'll say this. You tell me if I'm wrong, partner.
Probably.
2 weeks. Well, that's a three. Yeah. The NFC, there's some problems there. I don't know why everybody's saying it's down. Seattle looks like they got their act together, and I'm not just basing that on 2-0. Arizona, you saw what they did. The Rams are hurt, just like the Niners are hurt. Tampa Bay's solid. The Saints look like they didn't fix their problems. You saw what the Falcons did yesterday. They don't quit. Minnesota just beat you. Detroit was up 24-7 in the playoffs. The Packers.
Yeah, I'm with Doctor.
Eagles. Sirianni, he's the biggest fraud going in sports. I would fire his ass. I told you he shouldn't have came. I don't like phonies. He's a phony.
Italian Philly coach?
I didn't say that.
You know,
but he's a fraud. Dude, you're getting mad.
Of all the things you'd call
come
him.
Come at me!
I don't think he's phony. I think that's exactly. He's weird. He's quirky.
When
but
he
I
cried
don't-
during the national anthem and I was at Willard's house for the Super Bowl. Hey, buddy, we know you're American. Focus on the game. You crying for, you know how many national anthems you've heard?
See, now I have to look at it.
And now he's crying.
But he's never heard that rendition of the national anthem, Goo.
All right, I'll back off. I'm a pit bull.
Mr. Emotional.
He also
criticizing emotion.
Mr. Emotional. Right. I've never heard
but let
that
me
one.
Guess. But here's the exception I take.
Mr. Emotional.
Under a different circumstance, he'd be like, oh, Steiny, let me tell you, what a beautiful moment when Kyle Shanahan was shedding tears during the national anthem. There's a guy who loves his country. Unbelievable, Steiny. I mean, there's so much more to Kyle Shanahan than just a football coach.
Yeah.
But it's Nick Sirianni.
I rip Mello.
So it's a joke.
I rip Mello when he cried when he got his gold medal. Mello, this ain't the finals, bud. You ain't tricking us. You drop tears when it's the finals.
Let me just ask you a question. Are you serious right now? Or is this a
heart attack?
So you're making fun of a guy for tearing up during the national anthem. Let me just get it straight. Yeah. Is it a shtick or are you serious?
Oh, I'm serious. Come on.
I gave you an opportunity.
You got a Super Bowl to coach and you're from Philly. The world depended on you. And you're going to go out here and cry.
There's 49 minutes now between this Star-Spangled Banner and kickoff.
Well,
it's not like he couldn't see the field because tears were in his
eyes.
And
I ripped Mello for the crying, too, like he'd won the finals. You ain't fooling me,
right,
bud.
But when Curry cries...
That's real.
It's real.
He won the chip.
Right. And when Draymond makes him cry, it's real. It's okay for Curry, but not people outside the
Bay
Area.
Anytime you win,
there you go.
You can cry.
It is
Jordan.
The height of hypocrisy.
Nope.
The height.
Steven. If you want to be a Patriot, go to New England.
That's my man.
You know
And you love that. That was special.
Where are my conservative friends? This will not stand.
Oh, easy.
Boy, yeah.
Let's go to Steven in Vegas.
LB.
Hey, Steven, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Enjoying my lunchtime with Steiny and Guru.
Thank you. What you eating? What you got?
Football.
Yeah. What you got? What you eating today?
Bag of bacon, beef jerky.
Yeah. Give me the meat. All right. Okay. What do you got? What do you got, buddy?
I just wanted to talk. Everybody's talking about does Brock deserve the money? I'm gonna tell you exactly why he deserves the money, and that reason is Dak Prescott. Dak's going into his ninth year. Purdy is third, and Purdy's already won twice as many Super Bowls in a third of the time.
You're right.
And people want to say, you know, you're paying them for what you think they can do. Well, Purdy has shown and led us to the Super Bowl. And I'm going to say led because those comebacks, like, those are memorable. Like, he brought us back, won those games, and was just overtime away from beating the Chiefs. Like, that was a close Super Bowl. Like, Purdy did great. But Dak can't even win a divisional game, and his team's like, here's the money. Yeah, we don't want to pay a quarterback who has led us to the Super Bowl, back-to-back NFC championships, you know, most yards of any quarterback in our history, like, he's proven what he can do. Yeah, we're debating paying him.
Yeah. Now, good stuff, man.
There's money for what he might do. Come on.
Yeah.
Pay the money.
I'm with you. And it ain't because he just mentioned Dax, Donnie. It's just like the reality and the rat on the table is, and we're not here, this is not today's show. I guess we're just nitpicking when a guy's in a good situation. we got to take from him when he's running it like Purdy has. Oh, you got weapons everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, we're taking credit from the guy that's orchestrating it, the conductor. Magic had Hall of Famers everywhere.
That's right.
But he that's still right. was Magic. And
right.
we never said, oh, you know, do that. And could you have done that in Sacramento?
Well, because Magic got to the Lakers and they won a title. They won a title with Magic right off the bat. And then Bird got one the next year. Tua Tagovailoa has been put on the injured reserve list, Evan?
Yeah, per Adam Schefter. He'll miss the next four games.
All right.
I hope it's and again, I'm rooting for Tua Stani. I hope we don't see him again, but we could.
Yep. So quit, you know, 49ers injury situation. They're certainly not alone. Hey, what's up, Grandy? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, why are you trolling him, man?
Hey,
I talked to him earlier.
How you doing?
He stuck his head in last break just to stick it
to me. Oh, okay. Good. Look at you.
1-1 in fantasy football.
Can you tell the people how real quick how you won?
Coaching?
No, you. That's why you're defending Sirianni, because if he would have ran the ball, Evan would have won his game. You would have lost.
No,
only reason you won is that last drive from Kirk Cousins hitting your dude Mooney.
Twice.
That's incredible. You should have lost.
Okay, here he is again.
No, I
Goo,
look at
He's not wrong.
No, but we know it. Just own
and
it.
Here comes Evan, who had the guy. Whatever.
That's Heartbreak Hotel.
Listen, if they would have stopped there anyway, Kirk Cousins just would have drove the field anyway.
He should have never touched the ball
again. How do you figure?
They should. They two downs to get three. That's a first down ball game.
But they didn't get the first.
Because they threw it.
Because the Falcons
like
shut them down.
Well, okay, here we go.
You know what?
Public enemy,
that's a kind
shut
of play,
them down.
That's a kind of play where... I just, you know, it's one of those things where if Sirianni hands, if he hands off to Saquon, Saquon fumbles because they junked up the middle, and then everyone's saying, why would you run into a crowded line when you had people wide open in the flat?
Well, you could have even kneeled it. It's about the 45 seconds, the minute that could have come off the clock.
That would have made a big difference to Kirk Cousins. He got down there in 42 seconds.
And they didn't
blitz have
him at all or bring any type of pressure.
You think Brock Purdy could have orchestrated that?
Yeah. You see the playoff game against the Packers?
Do you?
Yeah,
think he could have.
You see the playoff game against the Packers?
Who?
Brock Purdy. Let him down. They were down.
Not like that.
It was raining. Not like what? They were about to lose.
What Kirk Cousins did last night.
Oh, Steiny, stop.
I'm not sure Purdy's put a drive together like that yet.
He just played four playoff victories. Four playoff victories. Caller said it. Four.
Well, go ahead and give him 60. Have fun with that. All right, 888-957-9570. We're going to get into some sounds of the game on the other side. Some fun stuff on the other side. Also, we'll get to more of your calls on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Hung Lu?
I'm sorry?
My boy Hung Lu?
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in 5 minutes, we're going to do Sounds of the Week.
My favorite.
We did this last week.
Oh, and boy. The bar set high, right? We'll see. We'll see.
The bar has been set high. The bar has been set high.
We'll see.
Who was that? Kevin Stefanski.
And they tricked off a game.
Oh, Zach Taylor.
Yeah.
Zach
Taylor. He should have beat. I was rooting for him. They should have beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs are the Warriors.
They get every call?
No doubt. No, but that was a flag. Luck is just on their side.
Oh. Well, and they're good, too, right?
Yeah.
Now, luck is a residue of design. Let's go to Mike in Livermore. Mike tells it like it is, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Let Mike tell it.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Guru? Steiny, how you guys doing?
Hey. Oh, dynamite.
Hey, I love the show, man.
Thank you.
I listen to it all, every day.
My man. So, tell your friends, buddy. Your friends. Yep.
Hey, I always do. Hey, you know how you guys are always talking about Purdy and having all these weapons?
Yeah.
That's why he's so good and everything.
Right.
Okay, now here comes the test. Now, no McCaffrey and no Deebo. Let's see how he does now without those two weapons.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Mike. Appreciate the call. There's nothing wrong. We'll see what he's made out of.
I'm all for that.
We're
going to
see what he's made of.
Yeah. I just again, he had the three-game losing streak last year. The fourth game came, guys came back, and it was all good. I just, you know, Stoney, I'm just coming from a vantage point of just we can't forget what he's done, which has been monstrous when they've been fully loaded. That's all.
And I would tell you that the NFL is short for for long.
No doubt. I've been preaching that.
And what he's done in the past doesn't matter. It's what is he going to do Sunday?
Yeah.
And don't
now.
Goo, don't be afraid of that.
No, I'm not. You're wrong.
See, the problem,
you know you're wrong.
Here's the problem.
You don't go to the Super Bowl and say, hey, forget about it, throw it away. No, it happened.
The problem is that you're a scared fan. Now, a confident fan would look at where Brock Purdy is and what he's going up against the next 2 weeks and say, I love it. It's a great opportunity for Brock Purdy to stick it to the people that don't think he's that good.
No doubt. You are the first one.
Are afraid.
No.
That he may.
Afraid of what?
Don't rob him of having success with an undermanned team.
That hurts.
I should.
And that's why Marcus Thompson probably listened to the show to get that idea for that article, because that's what time it is. And I get that. And I can taste that. And I'm excited about Sunday. I'm just preparing you guys for in the back is don't forget he's got a little track record. And that means something.
Good emphasis on little.
No, you go to the Super Bowl and two NFC championship games. Come on now. What would you say to me right now with your readers on? Let's be grown-ups about this.
He's quarterbacked a season
and a half. Don't act like his past doesn't mean anything.
But let's not act as though he's been the starting quarterback for a team for 8 years. Mm. He's only quarterbacked 23 regular season games, not even two full seasons. By the way,
what you got? And yeah, Fillmore Mike said the jinx part was injuries, because I'm always Shasky and I threw Shasky in there. But, you know, I'm other than going to happen.
And who? Yeah, somebody on the thing. What have you done for me lately?
Janet!
Yeah. R.I.P. Tito.
God, I said so. I said that. We said it yesterday. We covered that. Yeah. That should be a new segment. Every day, pay respects to
somebody who dies?
Yeah, people, greats that have passed. They ain't got to be great.
We'll see.
Oh my. See, I ain't laughing at that.
All right. We have an open for this, right? Let's go to it. Sounds of the week.
Stani and Guru love press conference provocation.
I'm just about that action, boss.
We've got to be the dumbest team in America in terms of playing the game.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Mike, why are you in such a bad mood?
What do you care? You were 2-7, you'd be in a bad mood, too.
They'll tell you to keep talking that and I hope you see me soon. You feel me? And then we're going to have a good little, nice little bowl of gumbo together.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Let's step up to the mic and ask, did you catch this around the NFL?
Oh, boy.
All righty. We go to our number one man right now in this segment. There's nobody more fun to listen to than Jim Harbaugh. In the course of the last 7 years, I've liked him and I've disliked him, but I like him right now. Hey, Jim, what kind of guys do you like?
I love guys who like football. And guys who like football, they like me back, and I like them back. And even guys that don't like football, they try to avoid me because I'm always trying to get them to like football more.
And you wonder why his team's 2-0. Just, that's elite. That's a man. Don't take him. I don't know what happened here with upstairs.
Well, I can tell you.
They must have really hated each other.
Were you not here?
I was here.
Okay. So then you know what happened.
That guy seems fun to be around, man.
He can't manage up.
What are you talking about?
He can't get along with his superiors.
How about Michigan?
That's college.
It don't matter, Stoney.
He wears out his welcome.
God, look, you going old stuff. San Diego State. You bringing up Stanford.
Stanford, yeah. 49ers.
He wins everywhere he goes.
Not the last year with the Niners. They were 8-8.
I like people that like football, and I like them. He's great, man.
He is pretty good. That's Jim Harbaugh.
And he's good at his job. 2-0. Oh, by the way. Herbert's never been 2-0. Oh, by the way.
Is that true?
Yeah, never been 2-0.
Well, it's a 17-game season. Bo Nix, he's the new quarterback of the Denver Broncos. And let me tell you something. Well, he had a really good preseason. His first two games have been a little shaky. What happened on that one throw?
Bo, can you take us through the interception in the end zone?
Yeah. Chopped back, threw it to the other team.
That is great. Hey, MF-er, I'm done, Tommy. You know what I did? I threw a pick, damn it.
Bo Nix is finding out there is a difference in the preseason and the regular season.
No doubt about
it. It's a wrap.
If they had a Sean Payton looking like a fraud, huh? Just throwing that out there.
He's a super, he's better coach than Kyle in your book.
Wait.
What are you basing that on? What's your term limits?
Do you got a ring?
But the guru meter is like if you got a ring 8 or more years ago, it doesn't count anymore.
Oh, please.
Super Bowl champ, Sean Payton. Hey, Brian Callahan. He's the Tennessee, right? He's coached the Tennessee Titans. Not to be confused with Bill Callahan.
Yeah.
Tennessee's quarterback's a guy named Will Levis.
Boy.
He attended Penn State for a short period of time. And apparently made a bad decision. Brian, can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Oh,
tough love.
That was
I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone.
And he did it last week.
And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Trouble in paradise. Boy, called him dumb. He did it last week. You can't do that to an all-pro. Like, you can't be that honest. Called him dumb.
And he's not an all-pro, Will Levis.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. He might not be the starter for much longer.
Let me see which way the wind's blowing. Do you like that the coach called him out like that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but if Shanahan would have done it,
well,
it would have been okay.
I just hate not calling Levis Levi's. Like, I hate his name. Every time I see him drop back to pass,
Do you ever see the way you spell your first name?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wrong. But it's you, and it's uniquely you. So it's the same thing.
My mouth is wide open. What do you mean it's wrong?
You don't have most guys named Daryl have two R's in it.
Oh, no. We don't do the redundancy.
Exactly.
I like it that way.
By the way, does it change your opinion, Goo, that this was his second game as a head coach?
No, he went NWA gangster. Like, I'm still shocked. He said dumb. He did it last week. I'm irritated.
I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
And I can see them fighting. Like, I can't believe you went to the public with that.
And you think Kyle Shanahan's tough on quarterbacks.
Man.
DK Metcalf scored a touchdown for the Seattle Seahawks this weekend. And apparently he did a celebration that, well, I'll just let him explain it.
See, no. Here's what I was doing. You know the picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware River? That's what I was trying to impersonate. It was terrible. Everybody thought I was trying to take the guy's musket, but no.
Are you a history buff? Or you
know that? No, man. You know, some things you just listen and hold on to for the rest of your life in from sixth grade history class, so that was one of them.
Yeah, DK. Are you a history buff? The odds of that man saying, yes, I am one. But to be that witty to say, are you a history?
Of course, George Washington crossing the Delaware to get to Valley Forge. Valley Forge.
No.
And one of the things that people err on is there was never a battle at Valley Forge.
Oh.
It was just the army had a hunker down during a cold, wet, snowy winter, And they hunkered down, and then, well, GW rallied the troops.
We'll see.
Very similar to like a Kevin Stefanski or a Zach Taylor, and we moved on to independence. Something like that.
My man said, are you a history buff?
Hey, DK, just explain it one more time.
See, no. Here's what I was doing. You know the picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware River?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was trying to impersonate. It was terrible. Everybody thought I was trying to take the guy's musket, but no.
Are you a history buff?
Nah, man. You know, some things you just listen and hold on to for the rest of your life and, from sixth grade history class, so that was one of them.
There you go.
I think the reporter's question is going to be the drop of the week.
No doubt.
Are you a history buff?
No doubt. What are you a buff of, Stani? Evan? I'm food for me.
Inuit culture.
Or,
you know that. You've asked me that a million times.
I would say documentaries are what... Yeah.
I like documentaries.
Evan, what's your go-to?
Hold on, chess.
Yeah, I do love chess.
And we haven't played one game.
Well, you don't want to play.
You don't know how to play.
Bobby Fischer? You got a little Bobby Fischer to you?
More than you.
Okay.
That said a lot, the way he looked at me and
what
said
direction
more than you. See, I don't.
Do the rooks move?
No, I'm done.
Do the rooks move?
Shout out Bishop, because when you asked me about Stratomatic, that hurt. A lot of people got back to me.
When you move your knight,
wow.
How do you move him through the squares? What does the shape take form as?
You play with a clock too, righty?
Of course.
Yep.
Not the greats. Bobby Fischer.
God, he was good.
Actually, the greats do. The knight moves in an L position. An L position.
You're in timeout, bud.
The bishop moves diagonally.
Well, it can move
in
an L position.
My buddy Galen will whoop all you in chess. He taught me how to play.
What
you guys will get whipped.
What else can a knight move in?
Well, it doesn't always look like a proper L.
Well, I can
move
either way.
Up into the left, up into the right, down into the left. Those aren't L's.
Well, he's wrong. It's an L or a backward L.
You think I can't do.
Okay, Goop. Chess question number three.
I'm not answering.
Which of the following pieces can only move one space?
This is so weird.
The queen or the king?
Ask Evan.
Sacramento.
Yep. New unis.
Okay, the pawn. Now, the pawn can get off to a fast start.
Pawns get a bad rap.
The pawn gets out of the gate quickly with two squares.
And I'm really getting mad.
But that's it.
You don't even know.
Sonny, what is it called when a pawn passes another pawn and you're allowed to take the pawn
the
diagonally?
The great pawn. Yeah.
That would be called castling. Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
Oh,
dude.
It's not? No.
Yeah, the castle.
Oh, well, no, that's when the king moves past the rook.
You're quoting the that's first what you said, testament, right? Stani.
What I was referring to was the en passant. That's when you can take with a pawn.
Take your
pass
ale.
Pass another pawn.
Take your ale.
The en passant.
Speaking of a five, the only L in chess is the one that Stani just took. That's a four.
Yeah.
Now, that's just brilliant. John Sally.
I just can't believe you want to follow up with those questions. Like, Stratomatic, which way did you go?
Which side did you play?
No, I'm not going to answer.
By the way, let me just help you out. So Stratomatic and Stratomatic Baseball, there was numbers on the front and the back. Now, this was the fascinating part about Stratomatic Baseball. It's why it was the greatest baseball
board game. Oh, go ahead and finish. I'm looking at the text, Dave.
Baseball board game of all time. You could play the standard version, which has the hitting numbers, and then you can play the advanced version by turning it over, Goo, and then the cards would be based on a certain hitter's batting average against righties, and then also against lefties.
Right.
So in the standard game, let's say you would have a batter who's a lefty facing a lefty. On the standard game, you would simply have that batter facing any kind of pitcher, more generic. But if you use the back and you played the advanced game, then you had to use left-handed pitching, in other words. So it's more precise.
Right, right.
And I played the... I actually just played the standard game myself.
Me too.
Yeah. Let's go to... Devon is
Devin.
Devon, how you doing, Devon?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Is it Devon or Devin?
Yeah, no, it's usually Devon in the Uber, man, but I just finally decided to go by my stage.
Okay.
Oh, what's up, baby?
Yeah, man. So I just wanted to call from, you know, earlier you guys were talking Niners and Brock, and I feel like, Stoney, you know, I'm kind of with you, man. Like, I get that, you know, you don't want to put too much stock in it, but I think this is healthy for the organization, to be honest, as somebody that's unbiased. To be able to see, like, you want to see if the investment you're getting ready to make is worth it, right? And it's easy to see somebody thrive when it's successful, right? But we want to see how good you are when things are a little rocky. And he very well may look, you know, crappy, for lack of a better term. But I don't think that means you don't pay him money. It's just nice to be able to see it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just to see what's going to be moving forward. I think it matters because, you know, when he gets paid the big bucks, somebody's not going to be there. It might be two somebodies. It might be three somebodies, you know? We saw how Brandon Ayuk was with his money, and I'm not saying that's how Brock is going to act, but it's more so there's not enough money to go around. I think the organization clearly considered that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they just had to make a move. So, moving forward, I think it's very healthy. I don't put too much stock in them losing to Minnesota. They haven't won there in a while, you know, and it's not just Brock. So, for whatever reason, Minnesota has their number out there, man. And I definitely, you know, the Niners are still a very good team. It's so early in the season, man. Injuries are happening. For all you Niners fans out there, don't worry too much, man. That's all I wanted to say.
Appreciate it, Devon.
Yep.
He's right. He's absolutely right. It's a long season. Man. I'm choosing to view this as an opportunity, a positive opportunity for the Niners and for Brock Purdy.
Right. But in an opportunity, Stoney, there's two sides of that coin.
Yeah.
You could seize the moment, or it could get you.
Yeah.
And it got you already Sunday, them.
And I would argue that either way,
it's a good thing because
you're better off as an organization. Mm.
You've been wanting this, not like this, and they've got it.
And let me make it clear. Like, this is – I'm not expecting Brock Purdy to go out and throw for 300-400 yards, but I'm expecting him to play a positive game. He can't turn the ball over.
Yep.
Are you a history buff?
That was so – man.
I'm a history major. How about that?
Where does that lead you, though?
To here. What do you mean,
Like, the teachers ain't getting big money, so, you know. If my kids said they wanted to be teachers.
I looked at Evan.
Oh.
My bad.
They ain't getting big money.
Who?
The teachers.
Well, it depends.
Like, if you
union.
Wanted to be a history teacher, I'd tell my kids, like, it.
They make more than you and me.
Oh, you don't know how much I make. Damn, he laughed deep into the mic.
Get the idiot in here.
Oh, boy.
Let's get that spreadsheet out.
We'll see.
That is great. Dibs and Willer might, the... Might just be me and you to start the crossover. We can handle it.
Can we leave early?
No, we can't. That's a boss.
We'll see.
What are they doing?
Work.
Please.
Yep.
I wanted there was one other piece.
We got 2 minutes.
Well, I don't have it handy.
No.
But it was your favorite guy.
The Tomlin one?
No, do you have it?
No, well, the audio wasn't very good, but I thought you were going to talk about it.
Actually, I wanted to bring up... you know, this should be a segment.
Okay.
When players don't know the game.
Right.
That should be a segment.
We wouldn't have enough
Everybody
material,
laughs
though.
At us. Oh, you guys don't know. And you're right. But neither do the athletes themselves.
I would love to hear what you...
Did
what
you hear Draymond Green said Atlanta is garbage?
And I don't know if you heard me say I agree.
They won.
But
they're 1-1.
They were given a gift.
How do you figure?
The game was over.
In your mind.
No, in everybody's mind. That's why they're getting killed.
No, it wasn't over.
Nick Sirianni.
You know what, Goo? Let me ask you this. How many freaking football games do you have to watch before you realize the game's not over till it's over?
Well, if I got a coach.
And what you do for 59 minutes ain't all of it.
No, I'm there. But I had a vested interest in that one.
I know
last
you
night.
Did.
We all did.
How many bets you lose last night?
Please.
Just give me a number.
A number.
Not five.
It's only one game. Hey, Evan. Kick a man when he's down.
Are you down?
No, no, please. I had 6 fantasy games, 1-4. I'll take that. Look at it. He's like, damn, girl's pretty good. And me and you this week, baby. What's your name, Matt? You got a weird name. Matt's what?
I have not put my name in.
Well, so you got something under it, Matt's. Let me tell you what it is.
I don't. It doesn't matter. I'm 1-1. What's your record?
1-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what?
What'd you do?
Okay. Fitzy. New league about to start. We're going to have football and hoop.
Yes, we
Warriors.
Are.
Warriors.
Yeah.
Boy.
You excited?
Oh, it's a different excitement. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah, it's like a 500 excitement.
You got jokes.
All right. Are they going to be here early? When are they
act like they are. We'll handle it, okay? We got it, Donnie. Yeah.
All right. Willard and Dibs will come in whenever they want, and we'll just let them run roughshod over us when they do. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bo, can you take us through the interception in the end zone?
Drop back, threw it to the other team.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.